This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome everyone to today's ILTA podcast entitled How to Choose an AI Contract Analysis Solution. My name is Daniel Wood, the Director of Counsel Assistance at Womble Bond Dickinson US, and I'll be your moderator. I'm pleased to be joined by our speakers today, Amy Monahan, Senior Practice Innovations Manager, Perkins Coie, and Lee Snyder, Legal Process Engineer Manager, Baker Hosteller. Thank you both for participating, Lee and Amy. I think the simplest way to start off is by asking if Kira, Luminance, eBrevia, and other similar solutions actually worked.
Yes, Daniel, absolutely. All three of the solutions were able to perform clause extraction. There were variances in how those provisions were extracted based on vendor definitions, of course. You know, each vendor really provides some ease of use features for interacting with documents during the review process as well. Our study actually determined that Luminance had a clear strength in the dashboard visualizations. And at the time, we even suggested they might have a litigation use case like an e-discovery solution or a light version of that, which they've since realized. Meanwhile, Kira's strength was search and eBrevia's was reporting. We did measure a 42% efficiency benefit across our pilot group. And that group also verbally estimated a 50% reduction in time spent on review. Now, our study, we should note, treated analysis as distinct from review. We defined analysis as time spent analyzing the interplay of clauses and providing guidance back to the client, while review was really more about understanding what key clauses exist in the document set, which is the focus of eBrevia and the other contract analytics solutions. Now, a final interesting point, the client invoices were initially reduced by less than 42% because the attorneys did spend time validating the results of the output. You know, that validation time was reduced as they gained more confidence in eBrevia. But I think, you know, staying aware of the fact that the attorney confidence will have to lift and their experience using the solution will have to get more comfortable before the true efficiency can be realized is important. So you're not expecting maximum efficiency benefit right out of the gate.
Excellent. Amy, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, thanks, Daniel. So we didn't do as formal of a study as Lee did. I'm actually jealous of her more formal study, but have been, you know, been using Kira for a long time and constantly look at the other tools on the market and gauge whether or not our use cases align better with their functionality. So I am very much aware of all of the tools, capabilities, and strengths on the market. I'll give a little bit of background about why we chose to go with Kira. I've been using Kira since 2015. I used it at a prior firm, primarily for its custom model training ability. We didn't even use the majority of the out-of-the-box solutions at my prior firm. And then when I joined Perkins, Perkins was looking for an AI contract analysis solution. Obviously, I had experience with Kira in the custom training capacity, but we needed something that also could fulfill, you know, an out-of-the-box, ready-to-go solution. So that's why we decided to pilot Kira here. In that process, though, I did look at the existing tools on the market. At that point, eBrevia was on the market and it had some strengths that Kira didn't. And then, you know, vice versa, Kira had strengths that eBrevia didn't. And Luminance was just coming on the market at that time. And at that time, their strength really was that custom dashboard that you could create, which was a really nice way to represent information in a visual manner and allowed you to drill down on information a lot faster. But at the same time, Kira was starting to work on their dashboard feature, and then eBrevia was starting to work on some searching and comparison features. And so we decided to stay the course with Kira. It met our needs at the current time, but I still continue to go back and look at each of the solutions on a regular basis. We still like Kira for custom model training capabilities. I haven't been able to find, you know, a solution that really beats them in that. We do a lot of custom model training still. I think that both Luminance and eBrevia, you know, pretty much all of the AI contract analysis solutions that are coming on the market, they have found that they're really, their sweet entry spot is M&A due diligence, right? Because you've got a lot of test training data out there that's publicly available. You can meet that need right out of the box. Where I'm starting to see the tools start to diverge is in the non-M&A use cases, of which there are a lot of.
Yeah, those are excellent points. And so it sounds like the tools did work. So I guess the next logical follow-on question is, where did they fall short? So Lee, you want to take that one?
Absolutely. So of course, no solution is perfect. It's really critical to understand, well, what's important to your specific users or for your use case. Now, in our analysis, Luminance scored kind of low for ease of use, Kira for reporting, and Abrevia actually took the lead in most categories, probably not surprisingly, since we did move forward with Abrevia. But one area they did not outshine the competition was the search functionality. Searching was very accurate, but the way in which the results were displayed was not considered optimal for our users versus what another competitor could do. Now, we do also review the solutions actually annually, and we've seen a positive trajectory from all of the vendors improving these areas. So I've mentioned that Luminance diversified into e-discovery related use cases. They also made some changes that helped with ease of use. Kira, meanwhile, has been quite aggressive in spiking the number of out-of-the-box clause extractions available. Most recently, I think they released many privacy extractions out of the box. And then Abrevia is pursuing an aggressive roadmap toward integrations and functionality options that can provide more bespoke workflows.
Very interesting. Amy, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, so I agree. I'm also really impressed with Abrevia's roadmap, that they definitely are one that I continue to keep an eye on. They are pursuing use cases that both Kira and Luminance and also Raven and like Thought River, some of the other tools are not pursuing. So I definitely have a keen eye set on them. Lee mentioned integrations. None of them do integrations great. You know, one of the other reasons we decided to go with Kira early on was that they had an existing integration with Haiku, which we use as our extranet. And so that was a positive. It wasn't a great integration, but it existed. And now as we're looking to integrate more and more tools by creating this sort of seamless ecosystem, I really am looking for solutions that create as easy as possible integration points, and none of them are doing a really good job. I anticipate that is going to get better. I hope that it gets better. I see that it's on a lot of solutions roadmaps, so that's something I'm still on the lookout for. A few other areas where the solutions fall short, you know, for all of the solutions out there, it's nice to have the out of the box, ready to go models that you can use right away. But we also have an interest in potentially training on top of that. So we don't want to impact, you know, the model base that is deployed to all clients, but we would like to be able to train on top of existing models so that we can continue to perfect that model for our use without impacting, you know, all of Kira's users, for example. That capability doesn't currently exist. That's something that I would like for it to exist, because I feel like that could decrease the amount of time that firms have to spend on custom training, because you've already got a really nice base that you can continue to improve upon. And then a couple of other areas that none of the tools are doing a great job at right now. You know, the word analysis is really a misnomer. It doesn't do analysis. Our attorneys still have to do analysis. I mean, it really does clause identification and extraction. What would be really great is if we could get towards more of an analysis type solution where we could, you know, add in some type of deviation risk identification that we could also control. That gets us closer to actually being more of a contract analysis solution. But right now we're really in a state where it's clause and extraction.
Yeah, those are excellent points. And I think you've both alluded to this, but are there other scenarios where the tools were used that you would like to highlight, whether it's initial contract intake or working with a client playbook, those types of things?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, some of the scenarios for our reviews include lease abstraction, analysis of force majeure clauses, obviously a spike in that activity as we hit COVID last year, M&A, which these solutions are really known for their strong M&A extraction capabilities. IP analysis around business agreements. So that could be performed in anticipation of populating a new CLM or a dashboard with details around a set of business agreements. And then one really interesting use case was actually Schrems 2, extracting Privacy Shield references, which required the bespoke training similar to what Amy has mentioned. So in addition to that, we have established a workflow around Abrevia that includes predefined client playbooks. This ensures consistent review and was developed for clients and teams, such as our New York commercial real estate team. So the New York commercial real estate team actually reached out to us saying, you know, we really enjoy the contract analytics solution. Our clients are pleased with the output and they want us to be very uniform in that approach. And so developing the playbook within Abrevia in order to ensure that they were able to consistently meet that expectation for the client was critical for that team. And then the demand, of course, as other attorneys heard about that use case for the New York team, has just grown exponentially.
And that's usually the way, isn't it? One group successfully implements and the others hear about it. So that's great. And those are some really interesting use cases, Lee. Amy, are there others you would like to highlight from Perkins?
Yeah, I mean, all of the same that Lee mentioned, you know, M&A due diligence. We've been using Kira a lot for data privacy compliance review, particularly for repapering in light of new regulations that are coming down, which seems to be every month now, both domestic and international. And it's been really helpful there. And we also do a fair amount of look back projects. That's where, you know, a client will come to us and say, we're considering updating all of our agreements. We don't really have a good handle on, you know, what we've agreed to for the past, you know, X amount of years. Can we dump all of our contracts in your AI solution? So we do a lot of look back projects so that we can provide counsel on potentially upgrading agreements. And then also the output of that is we have all of the clauses nice and isolated and structured, and that allows the team who is actually going to be updating the agreements to move more efficiently for pursuing bulk updating. Lease reviews, force majeure in the past year. Yeah, it's been really helpful for the use cases that have come up for force majeure review as they relate to leases and other types of agreements. General contract review, particularly for volume-based transactions. So this is, you know, we could be looking at a wide variety of business-related agreements for a particular client. This is where the integration with HiQ comes in handy, because then we can use HiQ as the data room, and then we can port them directly into Kira, and we could push the output from Kira back into HiQ and do some further searching and analysis from there. We've also found that in the M&A due diligence context, Kira is a really good training resource. So training of junior associates. You know, you think about when you're setting up your project, you're setting up your worksheet, you're in essence teaching your junior associate all of the things that you need to look for in this agreement. And then we've extended that further and we're using Kira to start populating knowledge management repositories, particularly for M&A due diligence deals. And again, that is a really valuable training resource because it allows junior associates to understand how these agreements are structured, what the different clauses mean, how they interact through the various transaction documents. And then also from a knowledge management standpoint, they're seeing kind of a universe of different things that have been agreed to in the different contexts that they're agreed to. And so they're starting to learn all of the different ways that they can strategically go about these transactions.
Very good. So certainly a variety of use cases and scenarios. Lee, would you like to speak to the deployment time regarding your solution?
Yeah, you know, it was less than 1 month from our decision to proceed with Abrevia, and we were already training users. Now, keep in mind, we did have an evaluation period that ran about 4 months. So we had ample time to plan the deployment and prepare materials. We did not rely on vendor materials, but in fact created customized, really detailed training and user guides for each practice team. And that does add, of course, to the time necessary to be ready for the rollout. But, you know, as Amy just alluded to, it does help with the lift, because you're really not just training the attorneys on how to leverage this solution, but you're changing how they work through a review process. And in many instances, you know, the needs of the partner and what they're looking for in the system are going to be different than how you would want to train the associate. Meanwhile, you know, practice to practice, someone that is doing lease abstraction doesn't really want to hear about the privacy extractions available through Abrevia and how they can make those customer bespoke. So you really need to capture the audience and consider who you are targeting and what their needs are going to be, how they're going to use the system. Most frequently, we had partners interested in performing an audit of the junior associate work through Abrevia. And so they wanted to have a workflow and a training that was really tuned into their specific needs. And we delivered that as part of that launch approach, again, in just about 5 months total.
Very interesting. Amy, how about at Perkins?
Ours was interesting. So we had planned that we were going to do a Kira pilot. I was on the hunt for, you know, a potential like retrospective that we could do. So a deal that had already been closed, and then grab some associates that had some time, throw the deal docs in, let them do the same type of analysis, and then, you know, kind of anecdotally tell us what the differences were, right? So, you know, best intentions to do it that way. And then all of a sudden, a partner reached out to me and he was like, hey, I've got this client. It's a last minute, high priority transaction. They don't have a big budget. I think we have an AI tool. What can we do? And so we decided to use that live deal as our pilot, and it went really well. It was a little scary because there were a lot of unknowns, but it ended up working really well. And we were able to exceed client expectations because of the capabilities of the solution exceeded what our attorneys would be able to do in such a tight turnaround time. So, I mean, I guess our deployment was really quick. It was a matter of weeks rather than months. And then from there, that's when we decided that, you know, performed really well. Also, given my experience with it at a prior firm, knowing all the possibilities that the ability to train our own custom models opened up, we decided to proceed with Kira on that. You know, in terms of like full-on deployment, similar to Lee, we also developed our own materials. So our own internal materials that we posted on our knowledge management intranet site, a couple of how-to guides and videos, also put together a fact sheet for clients so that client leads could come and just pull that and hand it out to clients if they were interested in how we were using AI. And then also put together a roadshow that I did for the various groups within the firm. And again, similar to Lee, kind of had to tailor it for each audience. And that was back when we could travel and I could actually go and talk to people face to face. But that's something that we continue to do, not as formalized. I am looking to do a version 2 of the roadshow, considering there's been so many enhancements since we rolled it out to Kira. So we're due for another version of a roadshow, kind of a reintroduction to people, and then an introduction for people who may have joined the firm since we previously rolled it out. And then ad hoc, you know, as people come to us and say, hey, I hear that we have these types of tools. I have this need. What can you do? We do those ad hoc, you know, demos and presentations just based on groups that are interested.
Very good. So it sounds like trial by fire, and that worked out okay. So I'm sure everyone is now looking forward to Roadshow 2.0 once you can travel again.
Yes.
Sort of in keeping with that, Lee, what was your overall experience with service delivery and support from eBrevia?
Oh, Abrevia provides excellent support. They've been really timely with responding to our inquiries. I'm talking, you know, hours or within the hours, not days to get a response. They've even invited us to collaborate with them on several speaking engagements and client-facing opportunities. So we have just loved working with Abrevia. I would say Kira and Luminance have both demonstrated great follow-up despite our selection of Abrevia. And, you know, Kira in particular took time to understand how they could improve and then came back and demonstrated that they've made some of those improvements based on the input that we provided.
Excellent. That's great to hear. Amy, how about at Perkins?
Yeah, really good customer service consistently from Kira. They're also interested in constantly learning about our new use cases that differ from their standard use cases. They consistently reach out and ask me to provide feedback on, you know, new product features that they're thinking about, or provide input on, you know, some things that are in the works but not yet ready for deployment. And I appreciate that because it gives me, you know, a keener idea of what they're prioritizing on the roadmap. And it's a good way to provide input sort of early on and, you know, link what they're thinking about to potential real live use cases that I'm seeing. So it's been really good on that front. And then, yeah, same as Lee, been invited to, you know, co-present or speak on different topics with Kira or other Kira customers, which is always a nice opportunity to learn from others. So I appreciate that. And then, you know, knock on wood, I don't want to jinx myself here, but we haven't had too many technical issues. So, you know, usually when we contact support, it's like, hey, we want to do this really weird thing. Do you have an idea of how we might be able to do this?
It's great to hear when it's collaborative like that. So our last question, is there any ongoing product management? And if so, how many people does the firm have dedicated to maintaining the product, Lee?
You know, it's a light lift. I'm the designated business owner, so I maintain the vendor relationship, keep everyone on notice of new updates, although they also get a login notice when they sign into Abrevia, when there are new features that has optional tutorials built right into the system. And then, you know, really, if we have any attorneys or clients looking for support, or maybe they have a new use case, or they're not an Abrevia user yet, that gets routed to me. At this point, I'm really only tackling the bespoke training opportunities, and our training team manages kind of basic user training and onboarding for us. But overall, once folks get used to Abrevia and they're onboarded into the tool, they don't tend to return back unless they have one of those crazy ideas. How, you know, how might we make this happen? And they need that bespoke training or some guidance on how they can set up a project a little differently, or playbook. Otherwise, very straightforward and doesn't demand a lot of support from our team.
Very good. Amy?
Yeah, really similar. We have, there's five people on my team, including myself, who support Kira. I'm similarly the business owner. So I maintain the vendor relationship and sort of the more advanced use cases and the more advanced training. I have a governance model that I created, and we have a support model that we created. So we have sort of a tiered approach to how we're supporting Kira. You know, all kind of general, I would like a demo inquiries are handled by our analysts. We have some internal just housekeeping things where we're alerted when new projects are created so that we can make sure that, you know, accurate client matter numbers are entered for tracking purposes and all that. And that's all handled by the analysts. We have a whole set of common questions that we get, and then we have template answers so that when those come in, you know, the analyst can go in and really quickly just use the template response customized for the person and then send it on its way. And then for the more advanced questions, like the more complex use cases, if it's going to involve custom model training, that's usually a consultation process. Those will come to me and my manager on the team. Usually we'll have a back and forth with the person who's requesting that, but it's not too heavy of a lift. Like Lee was saying, you know, our attorneys can go in and they can create their own projects. Sometimes they need guidance on sort of best practices, things to consider as they're setting up projects. We are moving towards having all of that information housed on our intranet so that people can go there, you know, for a robust FAQ, but we realize not everyone goes to the intranet. So we still will maintain sort of our own KB repository that our team can draw upon. But it's not too heavy of a lift. Usually the most work comes with those more advanced use cases where you're looking at, you know, consulting on best practices or consulting on custom model training, or it's something that the tool can't currently do, but it's a good idea. And then we route that to the vendor for consideration.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank our audience for tuning in today. And of course, to Amy and Lee for your time and your expertise. We hope everyone has a great day. Thank you.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.